Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. It is Friday, which is always an awesome day. And I want to say thank you very much, Alicia, if you're listening. Alicia Lyons, thank you for taking my show yesterday when I was really sick. I'm still on the mend, but so grateful to be on the mend and better for all of you. There's a lot going around right now. Mine was a little bit different. We had this hideous wallpaper in our house, and we had that taken care of, and painting done in the house. And although it's like it's really rewarding, it looks nice now. Boy, it really did a number on my system. My body does not like chemicals. So take care of your diet. Take care of yourself out there. Take care of your body. Listen to what he says to you, and rest when you need it and take good care of you. So without further ado, I want to welcome a very special guest today, Daisy Mendoza. We have been wandering in some of the same groups together, and she's got some good stories. Welcome, Daisy.
Hi, Martinet. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor to be here with you.
Oh, thank you for being here. We are so happy to have you. So as we were discussing, you know, before the show and all that, I always like to start out the show with a story, and I'd love to hear one of yours, and you know, stories that give other people hope. That's what this show is all about.
You know, Martinet, if there's something that I have, is probably hope. Mm-hmm. My entire life has been, I feel like it has been a sequence of struggles and successes. And so sometimes when people see me and how vibrant and how energized, enthusiastic I am about life, how much I smile and just how I show up, they would assume that my life has always been perfect. And it hasn't always been this way. It has been the ups and downs of life, but I have always found the way to turn the crisis into an opportunity in my life. So when I got into this industry and the coaching, it was again on another downhill. I was recovering after I had post-pregnancy depression.
Postpartum.
Postpartum depression. And after that, I told the doctor, I said, hey, you know what? I'm having panic attacks. I'm having anxiety attacks. And she's like, Daisy, I've known you long enough that I'm not going to medicate you. I know you through your ups and downs. She goes, I need you to work through this. Mm-hmm. And so this was back in 2011. And I said, okay, so I went home and it just kept happening. So I came back again and I said, doctor, and this was at the Naval Hospital because my husband was active duty Marine Corps at the time. And I told her again, like, I need this. I feel like I can't get through. I can't break out of this. And she's like, Daisy, unfortunately, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to start exercising. And I said, anything but exercise. So what I did as a commitment was I purchased a jogging stroller. It was a used jogging stroller from another military wife. And so I told my husband, will you take me to pick it up? Well, you know what, Martinet? When we got there to pick up the jogging stroller, it wasn't going to fit in the trunk. So my husband said, well, how about if you start now and walk it home? I said, I'm not ready to start exercising. I was buying it as like a step one, right? Step one.
Right.
That direction for change. And he's like, well, I'm not going to walk the stroller home for you. So I ended up taking that stroller. And from there, I started working out. I started sharing my journey. Mm-hmm. It quickly changed. I started coaching other women before I knew what coaching was. Uh-huh. So I was working with about 15 women who they were accountable. We were in a Facebook group and they would check in. And, you know, I would ask them, how did you sleep? All of the stuff, right? All of the accountability mm-hmm. things. And someone messaged me, hey, are you a coach? And I said, no. And she said, you're not a coach? And I said, no. She said, well, I saw that you were posting some transformational stories. And I said, yeah, but I'm not a coach. And she's like, would you like to know what a coach is? And I said, well, I mean, sure, I guess, you know. And she said, what you're doing, you are coaching. You are transforming people's lives. And Martinet, that's where my life pivoted. That's where it changed. I started mm-hmm. learning about what coaching is, the coaching community, and things like that. Yeah. And I had been in self-development since I was 17. You know, my mm-hmm. first mentor was Jim Rohn, but I had never uh-huh. heard of coaching, or maybe it just didn't stand out to me. Mm-hmm. So I was coming from a place of, I'm already doing this. Mm-hmm. And I'm leading. I'm going first. And so that's what the last decade has been, is I'm going to go first.
Yeah.
Let me go first.
I think as coaches, we have to, don't we?
Yes. Yes.
We have to go first. I mean, if we're not, it's something that one of our mentors, Sean Smith, always says, that, you know, if you're not willing to go into the depths of the ocean to explore your own self, how are you going to help someone else do it? Right?
Yes. And that's where I discovered I am a leader, because I didn't mm-hmm. see myself as a leader. I didn't see myself as a coach. And I said, if that's not a leader to go first, then what is a leader? I always go first. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that I expect anyone to do that I haven't already done myself. Exactly. And when, you know, and I hire coaches as well, and I always want to know their story. And I know your story. You have an incredible mm-hmm. story. So it's, I want someone who's been in the trenches, who's been through yep. it, you know, because yep. if you haven't been through it, how are you going to guide me? You know, and I love to travel the world, and I always get a tour mm-hmm. guide. Why? Because they're going to give me the history. They're going to take their 10 or 20 years of studying, their 10 or 20 years of knowing this place intimately, and mm-hmm. to share it with me in my one day tour. And I see coaches the same way. We've been through some things that we can coach you through. I can show you the fast way. I can mm-hmm. take, you know, these 10 plus years, this decade of things that I've been through, and shorten it for you. And mm-hmm. this is why that's what I do. So, you know, especially when I have someone who's like, I have a 3-year goal, and mm-hmm. they tell me their goals, and I'm like, we could do this in like 90 days or less. Are you interested? I've been there, done that. Let's walk.
Yeah. Through. Yeah. That's awesome. I want to go back to like going to get the stroller. Were you mad at your husband when he's like, I'm not doing it for you?
I was angry, Mark.
I bet.
I was livid. Uh-huh. I was like, so, and mind you, we're in front of this lady's house. We're uh-huh. in front of this lady's house. And I didn't live that far from there because it was on the military base.
Yeah.
At the time we lived at Camp Pendleton in San Diego, North San Diego uh-huh. County. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it was this back and forth in my mind of, if I just take the stroller, this is how much closer I can get to being at the beach, to going on my strolls. And my baby was a few weeks old, you know, so it was mm-hmm. like, I have to do it. I have to do it because no one's going to do it for me. My husband already made it clear, I'm not going to do it for you. Right. And I think it's one of those things that I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he didn't. I became my own rescue instead of waiting for someone to do it for me. You know, it's like, let's start now. Yeah. And it didn't come that easy. It didn't come that easy of like, let's start now. But, you know, since then, I've trained myself to just go. Mm-hmm. So I never look forward to going to the gym. I never look forward to working out. I never look forward to meditating and things like that, but it's like, I just go. And once it's done, it's like, I'm so glad I did it.
Yes, I'm exactly like that too. Yeah. I mean, you build a habit, and then eventually it's just like, you can't really do without it. I know I can't. I've got to go on my walks and then do my weights. I've got to do that stuff every day. And meditation, of course, as well. And if I don't, things are just not right with my day.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to do that. So I was also curious, being in the military, wouldn't regular exercise be a part of your life?
Yes, yes. And, you know, mm-hmm. So for the Army, I am a behavioral health specialist, which is one mm-hmm. of the longer schools. And so that was, you know, for me, that was one of those training myself to just go, to mm-hmm. just go. Because I'd have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. We're standing out there 15 minutes later. I literally get up, brush my teeth, and I'm out in formation. And so that helped make it easier because everyone else is up there. You know, like just this year again, it's January 20th today. And just this year again, I started working out. I started going to the gym and I did the same thing with my accountability partner. I said, wait for me in the parking lot, because when I know that you're also waiting for me and that's on the line, it puts the pressure of go, go. It doesn't give me permission to fail, to second, you know, to second think. And there are times that I wake up before my alarm. So I love when I wake up before my alarm because it's a test of, can I just go or am I going to stay two more minutes?
Right.
You know, last night we got a message that said San Jose was going to reach a freezing point. And so I was like, it's okay because I just go anyway. So, yeah.
Wow. That's really cool. It's interesting how these things like prepare us, right?
Yes.
You know, these lessons, these things. So, so you got started on, you know, an exercise program and then you started teaching other people and everything. What happened on your journey next?
So as I was coaching women on their health and fitness, a lot of other things came up. They were like, hey, like this is going on in my marriage. Mm-hmm. This is going on in my finances. And I said, well, I've been through that. So I started coaching them. And the next thing I know, life coaching. So I became a life coach. And then neurotransformational coach, and then high performance coaching. And it's like, I feel like I've done every coaching program you can think of on the planet because I just fell in love with the work. I fell in love with it because I use it first and then I would use it. So I would go through it first and I would use it. And I attended events. I love seminars. You know, I don't like the term seminar junkies, but I feel like every time that I'm in the presence of people who have this wisdom is, it cuts the amount of time that it's going to take for me to figure it out on my own.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, what is the saying? Something like, you know, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. You know, we need to keep learning from others and teaching what we learn and then keep going.
Yes. You know? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What's your favorite type of, do you like events or, I mean, you did say like events, seminars, that kind of thing. What is your favorite type of learning overall?
Seminars. I love seminars because it's immersive. It's immersive. You're surrounded by the same vibe of people. You're, you know, I love to be surrounded by people who are going where I want to go. Ambitious, driven people. People that know that courage is, it's not, what's, you know, it takes something to be a courageous person. It takes that step. And so I love being surrounded by people like that because it motivates me, especially when I'm not the smartest one in the room. You know, because in the beginning, Martinet, I did look at it as like, I don't belong here. One of the first major events that I attended, the owner of the umbrella of it was a billionaire and he gave me a big hug and I felt like, I don't belong here. I don't belong here. These people, if only they knew who I was, you know? And so, and I were going to break, but I can tell you more about that.
Yeah, I would love to hear more about that. You know, it's a fear. Like it took me a long time to get comfortable with some of the people that are, have taught me, you know, and I've gotten comfortable now, but then, you know, as you up level, it's the same kind of thing. So, all right, we'll be right back everyone. But first, before we go, Daisy, where can people find you?
DaisyMendoza.com. It'll take you to my link tree and you can schedule an appointment with me.
Awesome. Okay. We'll be right back everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
Is your goal to get healthy and strong? Do you feel good in your body? Visit Queen Sheba Restaurant in Sacramento, California. They have served the community Ethiopian, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free food for the past 18 years. Owner Zion Tedessa also founded Sheba Farms, where she grows a gluten-free grain called teff. Zion is also the founder of Shasha Monet Institute for Alternative Holistic Natural Medicine. For more information, visit queenshebas.com. That's queen, S-H-E-B-A-S.com. Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today.
New year, new home. If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
What holds you back from achieving your goals? What if you could break through those barriers and attain more than you thought possible? A certified Jack Canfield Success Principles trainer, Jackie Long is also certified in NLP, Breakthrough Coaching, Master Coaching, and Mentor Coaching. She customizes programs for your specific individual, group, and retreat needs. Go to JackieLong.com for more information. That's JackieLong.com.
Welcome, welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Mark Tanay, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Daisy Mendoza, and we left off talking about fear, not belonging, being in a group, say a seminar or an event, and just feeling like you don't belong there. So when we feel that way, it's always us, like we don't feel enough, we don't feel like we can compare. How was that for you, Daisy, in the room with the
millionaire? Like, now looking back, I realized the identity and what I told myself. And what I told myself at the time is, you know, I'm just a mom. I'm a stay-at-home mom. You know, I had an infant and I had a toddler at the time. And then, especially as a military wife, because that was, at that point, we were already, I think my husband was on his fifth year in the Marine Corps. And at that point, I knew that organizations didn't like to hire military wives because, for one, it was a matter of time before we transferred to another, you know, military location. So they knew that we were not employees. You know, we were not going to be there in the long term. So a lot of part of me just felt rejected. Like, I couldn't fit anywhere to have a job. And, you know, going to these events, I've always had a heart of service, a heart of giving. So the seminar, especially living in San Diego, you know, everything happens in San Diego. So I would volunteer to serve these events. And because I served these events, I felt like my direct contact to these people was different than sitting in the audience, right? Sitting in the audience, you get to have a seat. I was the one bringing them the water, making sure that they were comfortable. I mean, people that you know today, like Rich Dad Poor Dads, Keith Cunningham, you know, he was one that I served. Damon John from, you know, from Shark Tank, like big names like that. And I was their right hand, like bringing them water, bringing them whatever it is that they needed to accommodate them as they, you know, as they present in these seminars. But the thing about me is that I felt like I'm just like an employee here. I'm like a worker because I can't, I'm not in the same league as these people. I'm not there. I'm just a military wife. I'm just a mom. And so for me, that's really what stopped me. Even as I started, you know, getting certifications and different types of things and experience, I stuck to just my military, you know, my military wives because I felt like they're like me. They're stay-at-home moms.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was something that I had to get over. It was an identity that I had to expand.
Right. You know, I wasn't a stay-at-home mom for long, but or on and off, I guess I say. I always had some kind of work to do, but I was with the kids, especially in the very beginning. That mattered a lot to me in the very beginning. But I always felt with my former mother-in-law, I'm remarried and all that. But there was always I always felt like I wasn't doing enough. Because she wasn't able to stay home with her kids like she wanted to. She didn't even think that it was okay, you know. And I always thought, like, my mom was like, why do you work so hard? You're working hard with these kids. You're up at night. You're doing all these different things. Why do you feel like you have to do so much? And I always felt like it wasn't enough. So I understand, like, I'm just a mom. You know, like, it didn't have a lot of value. And it really is it's the greatest value. You know, being there to nurture our children is the greatest value. Did you feel like similar in that sense, like just a mom, that you couldn't quite fit in with people that had like high level jobs or people that were leading these seminars because you were just a mom? What made you feel like that initially? Like,
you know, that being just a mom and two, because I was serving the events. Now I see what it took. I mean, I had to pay for my own hotel to stay at the venue. You know, I did all of those things, but I really saw that as, you know, this is a win-win. I get to serve them and give, you know, provide excellent customer service. And at the same time, I'm learning because these rooms that I was in, you know, some of them cost more than $10,000 to be there. And I couldn't afford that. I was, again, just a mom, right? Just a stay-at-home mom. Yeah. So, yeah, that played a lot into my identity. And, you know, Martinet, probably that would help me get out of that was a coach. Because she said, you know that you could coach a lot more wives if you were to offload some of the things that you do. And so I ended up hiring someone to help me. I ended up someone to help me around the house, to push my baby around the stroller. You know, I live close to the beach and things like that. And I was like, even your job is awesome. I'm paying you to push my son around the stroller while I'm knocking out these, you know, these accountability tasks and things like that. So every step that I took helped me just grow and grow and grow. And more than anything, someone believing in me that, hey, you're not just a mom. Look at what you're doing.
Right.
And sometimes we don't give ourselves credit, Martinet. Like, I didn't give myself credit. I'm like, I'm just helping women because this is what I love to do. I didn't know that there was a career. I didn't know that you could make something out of this is what I love to do.
Right, right. And I just want to reiterate just for the audience, too, that being a stay-at-home mom, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, that is one of the best things we could possibly do for our children. Doesn't mean it's for everybody. It's not. But there's never just a stay-at-home mom. I mean, you are a woman first, you're a wife, you are you, and you're valuable no matter what. So,
you know what, Martinet, to speak to that, now I value it very much because, so my oldest son, he's 16 and he's an athlete. Mm-hmm. And so during the Christmas break, he was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to work out. And then he would shower and go back to bed. Mm-hmm. But I mentioned that to a friend and I said, you know, what's crazy is like, I don't push anything on him. He does it on his own. He's got this discipline. And so she said, you know, Daisy, that's really a reflection of the type of parents that you guys have been. Mm-hmm. And I had that conversation with my husband. I said, I never thought of that. I never thought about the kind of kids that we have. You know, both of my boys are very, they have, I don't know if there's a better word for it, but the word that I use is backbone. They have backbone for what they stand up for, what they believe in. And even if it's against me, even if it's against something that I believe, I love that intestinal fortitude that they have to go after things. And so now looking back, I could see like, you know what? I wasn't just a mom. I was living by example. Because you know what they say? No one listens to the lecture. Everyone watches the show. And I said, that was my life. That was my life. My kids were watching me get up and work out, show up for women, you know, do things like that. And so now my kids show up for themselves. So yeah, that didn't come for free. That didn't come for free.
That's so good. I love that. It's amazing. And it's amazing to watch our kids grow, isn't it? You know, just to see them through all the different phases that they do. And just to see, you know, us and them and their own their own creative selves, their own selves. Oh, that's good. That's really good.
You know, and like you asked me about when we got the stroller, if I was upset with my husband, the same thing happens with my kids. When I have conflicts with my kids, it's usually about something that they believe and stand for. And I'm like, okay, where do I need to step up in my leadership to just accept them? To just accept that, okay, you know what? That's a phase they're going through. And I want them to be individual. I want them to stand up for what they believe in. So yes, we went through the crazy hair phases, through the different personality. And it's like, you know, I recently learned the difference between a personality and a characteristic. And I said, you know what? My son's characteristics don't change. They are also very servant people. They're very heart-centered. And they're very brave and courageous. And at the same time, their personalities keep changing. Yeah. And I said, I'm okay with that because the fundamentals, the foundations of them, I couldn't have asked for better kids.
Yeah, I agree. I've got three pretty awesome ones myself. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm proud to be a mom now. Very proud to be a mom.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. It's the best thing ever. Very challenging at times, but the best thing ever. Yeah. Oh, wouldn't trade it for anything. So your husband is in the military, and then you became in the military at 31. How did that happen?
Yes. So my husband served. He was active duty for 8 years. Mm-hmm. Our first station was Hawaii, so we got to live in Hawaii.
Nice.
And then, yeah, when that contract was almost up, he decided to stay in, and I said, oh my God, I hope we don't end up somewhere horrible, because the Marine Corps doesn't have a lot of stations. So we ended up in San Diego, California, which, like, I didn't even know until we moved there that it's, what is it, the finest, the U.S. finest city? I don't, something like
it's
that.
It's beautiful, no doubt about it.
So when we moved there, you know, we had a view of the beach from the nursery. So I could see the ocean and, you know, and it's like, how does my life not match? Why is it that I have such a great view, such a great life on the outside? And yet I'm here feeling depressed, you know, and I felt like I don't have control over this. I don't even know how this happened, you know? So that has also changed in my life, Martin, bringing that up that, you know, there was a time in my life where I felt like things happened to me. And through coaching and development, then I learned things happen for me.
Yes.
And now the stage in my life that I'm in is things happen through me. Like if I don't show up, this cannot happen through me. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's been, I've been a product of coaching, a product of coaching. And, and so that, you know, I'm sorry to go back to answer your question. So my husband got out of the military in 2014. He got out of the Marine Corps. In 2015, I joined the Army National Guard.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this has to do with my coach. My coach made an invitation for me to dream again, for me to journal about what were some of the things that I would do if time and money didn't matter. And if people's opinions didn't matter, because that was a huge one. If people's opinions didn't matter. And I said, you know, when I was a kid, 1989, during Desert Storm, I said I was 4 or 5 years old at the time. Mm-hmm. And the thought occurred to me about joining the military, serving in the military. However, Martin, I never learned how to swim. So I thought that was a showstopper to joining the military. And the friend that made the invitation about joining the military said, I don't think you need to learn how to swim. We're a land force. I said, are you serious? Like, tell me, you know, like, are you serious? And so we called a recruiter to find out, and it wasn't necessary. I was 31 years old, and 10 days later, I was taking the oath. I was just waiting really for my fingerprints to come back. It was fast. Like, I learned how to execute quickly. I learned how to say yes to me quickly. Like, okay,
yeah, you
I
did.
About this. Time, money doesn't matter. Neither does someone's opinion. I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Wow.
I'm going for it.
And so that's conviction, all right? That's awesome. That's
like
awesome.
Like I said, it didn't come free.
Right. So saying yes, and how did that impact your family? Like, was your husband supportive? Was that like, did he see that?
My husband and my friend and my sister were the only supportive ones. Martin, I had to do this in secret. Behind people's backs, I'm like, I'm not going to tell anyone until it's time for me to live to boot camp. So I didn't tell my parents, my grandparents, like nothing until the time came close. And they reacted the way that I knew they were going to, like, why are you doing this? You know, you're a woman. On my mom's side of the family, my uncle has served, her youngest brother. But on my dad's side of the family, no one has served. So it's like, what are you doing? Are you crazy? I had so many people take me out to lunch to try to convince me otherwise. Like, what is it? Is it a financial reason? Are you looking for security? You know, like, what is it? Everyone was looking for this reason. I said, you know what it is? I want to do it.
Yeah.
That's why. I'm not going to give you reasons. I don't need to justify why I've decided what I've decided. It is done.
It is done. Yeah. Wow. I want to actually ask a few more questions when we come back for break on that. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you in just a moment.
What holds you back from achieving your goals? What if you could break through those barriers and attain more than you thought possible? A certified Jack Canfield Success Principles trainer, Jackie Long, is also certified in NLP, Breakthrough Coaching, Master Coaching, and Mentor Coaching. She customizes programs for your specific individual, group, and retreat needs. Go to JackieLong.com for more information. That's JackieLong.com. Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today. Is your goal to get healthy and strong? Do you feel good in your body? Visit Queen Sheba Restaurant in Sacramento, California. They have served the community Ethiopian, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free food for the past 18 years. Owner Zion Tedessa also founded Sheba Farms, where she grows a gluten-free grain called teff. Zion is also the founder of Sasha Monet Institute for Alternative Holistic Natural Medicine. For more information, visit queenshebas.com. That's queen, S-H-E-B-A-S.com.
New year, new home. If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest, Daisy Mendoza, and I have been talking about all kinds of transformational things, so much. If you're just tuning in, please be sure to, you know, go back and watch all of it. So we left off about going into the military and then and being at a point where, you know, you have three choices. Either you're kicked out, you go out in a casket, or you get through it. So as I mentioned on break a little bit, I knew military wasn't for me because I don't really like that, like, well, what to do, you know? it wouldn't have worked well for me. But how did you get through some of those? And I know there's tough times. My husband was in the military. I've heard from a lot of people that it's really a hard place to be sometimes. How did you work through, especially boot camp?
You know, in the military, we use the word chow for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. And so I trained myself to, I'm just going to worry about from chow to chow, from meal to meal. We get up, we do our exercises, all of that stuff, and I'm just looking forward to breakfast. And then we would go through some training, and I'm just looking forward to lunch. Gotcha. And so that's a practice that I developed of, I didn't want to know how many days were left. There were people who are like, we have this many days left. And I said, no, I don't want to look at it that way. Like, let's just look at the meal. I look forward to my next meal. It was hard. It was tough. And I have to tell you, because everybody asked me, you know, about the kids. And I said, you know, what I had to tell my dad, because my dad was like, you're leaving your family. I'm like, I'm not abandoning them. Like, this isn't forever. This is very temporary. I will be back. Mm-hmm. And I will be back. And the same thing with my grandmother, you know, she's like, you're making your parents cry. And I'm like, grandma, like, you know, like, this is my calling. Like, this is an opportunity for me to. And I had already decided that I'm not going to fold. I'm going to do this. So going through it, you know, this is probably where my faith journey started, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I remember that, you know, when we go to chow, when we go to eat, you put your head down and you eat. You don't see what's going on your left or your right. You're eating. You have 10 minutes, you know. And so with my head down, I was using my peripherals, and I could see people praying before they eat. And I just ate, right? I just ate. I just jumped into it. And I thought, you know, maybe this is a good time to stop and just be grateful for the opportunity, the fact that I'm even here, the fact that I'm able to serve, because there's so many people who don't get to serve. So boot camp itself started not just military, but personal new practices for me. And so I'm like, you know, I'm just going to take a moment of gratitude, the gratitude that I have, that I get to sit here and eat this food in this way, you know, and it was delicious food and everything. It was just done very quickly. But, you know, I developed a lot of practices that I think would have been harder to do on my own. And so going through the process there and everybody else is doing it is like, yes, I love this. And, you know, and as I got to know other soldiers and stuff, the books they're reading, I'm like, I've read that. Like, oh, wow. Like, this is a community that's driven, that's very into self-development and leadership and in pursuit of serving as well. And I said, I love that. This is like all of me, the fitness thing, right? All of it. Like, all of it. I feel like the military encapsulated who I am. Like, that's who I am. That's who I am. Brave, courageous. You know, I'm a powerful, courageous, loving leader. That's what I tell myself every day. You know, I'm a powerful, courageous, loving leader. And I feel that. And I like to, you know, transfer that energy to others who are maybe not feeling so courageous, maybe not feeling so loving, you know, and things like that. And especially as a woman leader, you know, it's so important to show up from a place of love. And I said, you know what? that's me. I'll step into those shoes. Like, that is who I am. So the military just kind of opened that up to another level for me.
Wow. I've actually never heard of it quite like that. And I definitely resonate with it, you know, telling yourself that you are a powerful leader, that you're, you know, one of the things I always say is I'm a powerful, masterful coach. And that's like one of my affirmations going around, especially if I'm, you know, having one of those days where I suck, is go around and, you know, just say those words. It really does a lot for your whole energy and everything. So did you really connect with people? I would assume going in at 31, there was a lot of younger.
There was. So, you know, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to run faster than her, you know, because we knew their ages, because some of them are like, oh, you know, I'm in high school, because high school juniors can enlist and they go through boot camp in the summer. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try to catch up to them, to keep up with them and things like that. And I did. And I was very quiet. You know, it's kind of like when you start a new job and you're like, you're trying to figure out who's the who and who's the what.
Yeah.
And I was like that. So I took on boot camp that way. Like, let me figure out how these things work and who these people are. And yeah, the majority of them, you know, were under the age of 22. And so I'm like, I'm going to keep up with them. So for me to see their disciplines at night doing push-ups and doing this or that, I'm like, let me join in, like, tap me in. And so we would start doing that. And then they would recommend books, you know, because on Sundays we could read books. On Sunday is a day where you could attend your service, read a book. And so they're like, have you read this? It was the first time I read Dr. Miles Monroe. And I said, no. So I read that and I said, like, this is cool. I like what you guys are suggesting to me. I cannot believe that you're so young, you know, that you're so young and you have this. I think my experience would have been very different if I would have came in young. I was so much more immature in things. Yeah. So it was definitely different coming in, you know, in my 30s, the perspective I had of it. And yeah, I just used to challenge myself. I used to challenge myself every day, you know, from one exercise to another and things like that. So yeah, it was an amazing opportunity. It was amazing. I had a great experience. You know, if I had to do it all over again, I would.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. Yes. You've had a lot of transformational moments this throughout your life to bring you where you are and what you do now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you say is probably the most, if it's not the military, what is the most... Actually, yeah, just what is one of your most profound moments that you know what, I'm on the right path?
You know, I think I mentioned this to you about how I go to this younger version of myself, the time when I felt really alive. So if I want to meditate, then I go back to this moment of time when I felt very alive. I was about four or five years old, and I was dancing in the house that we used to live in. We had a driveway and I was dancing. Very uncoordinated, didn't matter. I didn't care, carefree, stress-free. You know, the opinion of the other kids of how I was dancing didn't matter. So for me, that is like a baseline of who Daisy is. This is Daisy. She's that free spirit. She's that loving person that I care about you, but not what you say of me. And if you don't like me, you do. Like, it doesn't matter. So I think that every time that I hit this point in my life, that it's like, okay, what would younger Daisy say? And so I bring it to her. And you know, the first time that I came to that inner child, Daisy, I spoke to her and she just looked at me. And then I realized right away, I'm like, she doesn't speak English, because I didn't speak English till I was in like first, second grade. I learned it in school, Martinet. So I'm telling you, my life has been struggle. It's struggle overcoming, struggle overcoming.
Right,
That's why I love your slogan about, you know, leave nothing, you know, overcome everything and stuff.
Yep.
And so when I talk to Daisy, when I go back to that inner child, I speak to her in Spanish.
Okay?
I speak to her in Spanish. And then she's like, oh, and she responds to me in Spanish. And we have this conversation about like, hey, I'm thinking about making this move. What do you think? And she always empowers me. She's like, hell yes. She's my hell yes, Daisy. And so I go to her like, okay, that's what I thought.
That's really interesting. That's really interesting, because a lot of us, at least me anyway, I go to my wiser, older self.
Okay.
Yeah.
I go to that baseline Daisy, that Daisy that, I mean, you know, she's such a free spirit.
Right. I get that.
And it's like, that's who I am. That's who I am at my core. I'm not thinking about anything else, but in the moment, in the present moment. And that's why she's who it's easiest for me to calibrate to, like, okay. And, you know, and I do the same thing when I feel sick, like right now that I've been losing my voice and this and that. I go back to that Daisy and I embody that. Like, what did it feel like to be full of energy, to be so vibrant, so enthusiastic, to be so, you know, present? And I go right back to her.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that. Because I think about some pictures of mine of like much younger and just, you know, excuse me, my voice too. Going back before some, you know, abuse and stuff happened in my life when about, well, before four. And just looking at some of those pictures, like, I like that idea. I've never actually really thought about that. I just think my old yourself, huh?
It's probably because we're coaches and we apply the work. So when people say, why do you have success? It's because, you know, a lot of people ask, well, does it work? I don't ask, does it work? I'm like, do I work? I work. Because I'll tell you, I keep a picture of my parents and me when I was little. I don't know if you could see it. You could kind of see it.
Yeah,
but it's my parents and me because I'm the firstborn. Uh-huh. And so a lot of times if I'm feeling defeated or, you know, I'm not feeling a certain way about myself, I'm like, you know what? Daisy is loved. Like, she is loved. Look at her. And so I will look at her and I look at my parents with compassion and knowing that they were young and they didn't know what they were doing. No one gave them the manual of life. So I extend to them the grace that I've had. Like, okay, I didn't know how to raise my kids either. I just kind of did, you know.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, as they're growing, we just figure it out. So it's the same thing. And I keep this picture for the same reason. Like, there's times that I want to be upset about my parents. Like, you know, you didn't teach me that. Whatever it is that I've had to learn on my own that life has taught me, it's like I have to look back at them like, I've been in your shoes at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, bless their hearts that they have such a wild daughter, you know, that the things that I'm sure that that has kept them up at night, you know, thinking about, oh my God, what is she up to next?
Because there's no doubt about it, because I have several pictures, especially of me and my grandpa. He was just, you know, I lost him when I was 12 years old. So I didn't have a lot of time with him, but he was just a stoic. I've got his wallet sitting over there too. It's like an old fashioned, like it's almost a circular man's wallet, you know, just, I have that over there too, that I keep as reminders of, you know, some of those joyous moments. And so that's really good. Keeping those pictures handy, keeping affirmations close by, keeping, I don't know if you do this, but I keep words that people have said to me, you know, in our community, perhaps that I've done good as a coach, or clients have told me I've done good. It's good to keep all those things and, you know, surround us with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do that. You know, and to bring to how I said I started those habits, you know, military and this and that. And so that's, I keep a note card that says, you know, I'm a faith person. So it's like, who has he said that I am?
Me too.
You know, because I can stand on that word. So I look back at it. Okay, who has he said that I am? What is the lie that I'm believing?
Yeah,
you know, and I want to clear it up right away. Because, you know, I love shows about kings and queens and governments and things like that. So when I have a thought creep up that I'm like, that's a lie, I'm like, you will bend the knee to me. Like, that is not a belief that I want to walk around with. So, you know, it's just, we embody, we carry who we are as coaches.
Right. Absolutely. Ah, yes. No doubt about it. So we're going to take a break, everyone, and we'll come back with some final thoughts from Daisy.
Are you an entrepreneur who's feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or anxious? Join Casey Singh, a certified life coach, on a journey of self-discovery. Tap into your inner wisdom and uncover your unique gifts, passions, and purpose. For a limited time only, get a copy of Casey's book, Go From Your Head to Your Heart, when you visit tuneintoyourheart.com. Take the first step and start living your most authentic life. Visit tuneintoyourheart.com today.
New year, new home. If a new home is on your list of resolutions, now is the time to call Daniel Gomery with the Gomery Home Team at Dobie Real Estate. Daniel is an experienced real estate broker and Michigan realtor who knows how to navigate this shifting market, and he knows how to deliver results, whether buying or selling. Get the results you deserve and call Daniel today, 586-260-8118. That's 586-260-8118.
What holds you back from achieving your goals? What if you could break through those barriers and attain more than you thought possible? A certified Jack Canfield Success Principles trainer, Jackie Long is also certified in NLP, Breakthrough Coaching, Master Coaching, and Mentor Coaching. She customizes programs for your specific individual, group, and retreat needs. Go to JackieLong.com for more information. That's JackieLong.com. Is your goal to get healthy and strong? Do you feel good in your body? Visit Queen Sheba Restaurant in Sacramento, California. They have served the community Ethiopian, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free food for the past 18 years. Owner Zion Tedessa also founded Sheba Farms, where she grows a gluten-free grain called teff. Zion is also the founder of Sasha Monet Institute for Alternative Holistic Natural Medicine. For more information, visit queenshebas.com. That's queen, S-H-E-B-A-S.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest, Daisy Mendoza, and I have been talking about all things transformation and coaching and just living your best life and stepping into your purpose and what you want to do with your life. So, Daisy, what would you say to someone who... It could be somebody who, you know, you've worked with before, with people who are military wives or people who just want to make some big changes in their life. What would you say to someone who is just starting out, like, God dang, I know I'm supposed to be doing more than this?
Take a first step. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody. Reach out to somebody. Reach out to somebody, especially, and I don't mean just somebody, anybody. Reach out to somebody who would cheer you on. Mm-hmm. Who would support you. You know, yeah. Maybe it's a great friend, maybe it's a sibling, a brother or sister. You have to find someone who supports you.
Yeah.
Someone who wants to, you know, and there are people, I'm sure, in your life that want to see better for you. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they don't want to see you so far along from them, but they want to see you do better. So
yeah,
you know, use your judgment to find a person, to find a person to share. Hey, you know, I've been thinking about this. And you know, in this day and age that you could find stuff on YouTube, on Google. I mean, obviously, absolutely. You know, you're a coach. They could reach out to you, mm-hmm. to me, to anyone. Just, you know, mm-hmm. send them a DM, send them a message.
Yep.
People are willing to comment some of the, you know, some of the rudest things online. How about, you know, you're stepping into a place of love, a place of, hey, I need help. People are always willing to help.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about people, that no matter what, people are willing to help.
No, I agree with that 100%. And it is important that sometimes, you know, people in our lives, our families, they want to protect us from failure and all that. So sometimes it's not always our families that are more supportive. Sometimes it is you're reaching out into a mastermind group, or you're getting into reaching out to a coach, which you could reach out to Daisy or I, in regards to, you know, someone who is going to cheer you on, that's going to mentor, that's going to hold your hand and walk with you and encourage you to do more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about it, Martinet. Think about our brains. Like, we cannot be our own worst enemy. Our brains were not designed to go explore novelty and newness. You know, our brains, their job is to protect us, to keep us safe, to keep us in what's familiar. Mm-hmm. So this is why I say, when you have the idea, like, reach out to someone, send them a DM, give them a call, like, mm-hmm. take action.
Yes.
Right away, as soon as you can, because otherwise your brain, you know, that thought, it'll get shot down just as quickly as it came out. It'll get shot down, and yeah. You could build a case against yourself. Don't do that. Reach out to someone who will build a case in your favor. So before, I used to think of it as, oh, it was me versus the old me. No. It's always me for me. It's me.
Right. I am. That's here much me. Better.
Mm-hmm. So reach out, something, the DM, the call. You know, I would say get 2 quarters and get on the public phone. Like, you do what you got to do. Reach out to somebody.
Yeah. Do they still have public phones? I don't think I've seen one of those in a long time.
No, but there used to be a saying that would say, you know, get a quarter and call someone who cares. Like, yes, like literally do it. I know yeah. that was used in a negative way. Like, I don't care what you have to say. Call someone who cares. But really, literally, call someone who cares.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, because you're worth it.
That one. Find a coach. All the coaches that I know are very heart-centered, very heart-driven, really care about people. You know, why we were born this way, I don't know. Maybe because everything we've been through. You know, everything.
I think so. Yep. A lot of my story is not pretty, and it's taught me everything I know. It's prepared me for everything that has happened, and I can relate to so many people on so many things, and I wouldn't trade it. Yeah. I wouldn't trade it.
I feel the
same way. Yeah. Yeah. There are people out there that can help you no matter what it is that you want to do. So Daisy, it's the beginning of the year. What plans do you have? What's going on in your life that you want to do?
So I'm about to graduate with my bachelor's degree. First of all, Martinet, I never had a goal of going to school. But again, because of the people who I surround myself with, when I was in the military, one of my peers was like, Daisy, go to school one class at a time and you'll get there. And I said, you know, what am I going to do with the degree? I'm just going to hang it up. Like nothing that I do requires a degree. And so here I am. I'm in the final stretch. So I'm, you know,
awesome.
About to finish my degree. Started writing a book. I'm writing a book on leadership. So I'm writing a book. And this is the first time that I do podcast, talk show, radio. So I look forward to doing more, to actually building a craft of learning how to communicate. That's like a number one goal for this year is learning how to communicate effectively.
Yes.
Effectively. And just a couple of things here and there. You know, we want to go in spring to Hawaii. You know, we lived out there. So we want to go out to Oahu, spend some time out there. We might go to Tahoe for the winter, but you know, nothing major. It's just kind of, you know, just take it at ease. I come from a place of rest and ease in everything that I do now. Mm-hmm. So I'm not hard charging or like driven. I just come from a place of like, what would I love to do? And what I would love to do is I would love to communicate effectively. I would love to write a book. I would love to teach empower women, all of those kinds of things. So I'm just kind of going with the flow.
That's great. Yeah. Were you more of, I've always been driven, go, 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 go. It's only recently now that I've started like, okay, I kind of want to slow down here, but I really like what feels good to me. What do I want to do? When did you get to that place?
I would say last year.
Okay.
So before that, I think my entire life, I've been very driven, very hard charging, high performance, I'm a high performance coach, you know, very high performance, very achievement oriented. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that, as you would know, with anyone who achieves something, then it's like, what's next? So this kind of depression sets in again of like, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? And so I got tired of that. I said, you know what? No more. Like, no more of that. What's my goal in all this achievement? For what? To get someone to clap for me? I'm not looking for applause, you know? Right. And so I really shifted again, you know, back to shifting again. And so I said, you know what, it's time to make a shift. And the shift now really is, I come from just a place of, I have so much peace in my life, so much peace. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is that even with all this peace, I'm achieving so much more than when I was driven, you know, burnout and adrenal fatigue, all of those things. It's like, that's done. That's an era of my life that's done. It's something that I see, you know, executive women deal with a lot. And it's like, you know, I can coach you to that, but let me go through it first. Let me make this like totally an embodied experience where every day I'm coming from a place of peace. And then I can teach that. So right now I'm not in a stage yet where I could fully teach it, but I can start guiding for sure how I got here, transitioning that high performance, that drive, that, you know, that grit, that grind. I don't do grit and grind. That's not who I am anymore.
Oh man. I don't want that anymore either. I fully relate to that. Like, no. No, I've reached a point in my life like, it doesn't feel good anymore.
Yeah,
you know, and it seems like the more that I tune into peace and more relaxed about my day, everything goes smoother. Yesterday, I was kind of like not feeling good, but better. And I'm like, okay, I want to get all this stuff done. And then I started dropping everything. I actually dropped my lunch on the floor. All this time, I'm like, all right, here you go again. Pushing.
So Martin, that's my invitation for, you know, all of your audience is to, you know, write that down and reflect on it. If time, money, people's opinions didn't matter, what would you be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you be doing right now?
Yeah.
Would you be working at that place? You know, would you take that trip? Would you call that person, your friend circle? Is it time to, you know, to cut your losses? You know, things like that. And I don't hesitate to do that. I don't hesitate to block people on Facebook. I don't hesitate to remove people. You know, I recently shut down my Instagram account that I had for the military. I said, I'm no longer, that's no longer my identity. So therefore I shut it down. I said, but if anybody wants to stay in touch with me that I'm also in agreement with and want to continue having a friendship, then this is how you can find me. But, you know, and that's the biggest thing is letting go. You know, I'm going to leave you with this
because
I was, you know, fit. I'm both fitness and spiritual. And in the physical world, they say that strength is how much you lift, right? How much you lift. how much you can lift. That's what determines your strength. And in the spiritual world, it's how much you can let go that determines your strength.
Very true. Let go.
And I will let go. I will not hold on to anything that doesn't want to hold on to me. Done. I think that's my, I've said that word so much today. Done. Done.
Yeah, that is a good word. Done. Just like
well
no.
Done.
No. No is a complete sentence. I don't have to explain anything to you. I'm done and no. Yes.
Yes. I like
yes,
to hear,
we have to honor ourselves.
Well done. Good and faithful servant. Well done.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
Absolutely. Oh boy, before the coughing thing starts here. Daisy, where can everybody find you?
DaisyMendoza.com. I'm also on Facebook. You go to DaisyMendoza.com, it'll take you back, or Facebook as my name, Daisy Mendoza.
Awesome. And boy, the coughing is going to start. So everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. And I appreciate you so much for being here. And this is the place where we conquer everything, compromise nothing. If you want to be a guest on my show, have a powerful story, reach out to me. And thank you again, Daisy. I so appreciate you and your message and just your essence being here. This has been a great show. And yes. And everybody, we will see you back here next Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great day.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.